Okay, now. Okay, so I photocopied from the new edition, and we'll go on page 237 in the Akdamas of Birchus Kishma. So, the first one is in the Sefer Mitzvahs Manias. Valken Chayev Kol Oyver Alekim Lechavim Vavonisi and Tfilah Shedaveh Bo. It's important that anyone who really is an Oyver Hashem should think about what he's saying. Loi Sheyema Bol Sheyna Min Amilas Kol Ma Sheyuchal O Kefi Ma Sheyuchal Mibleis Lebinyanim. Not that he should just say things and, you know, get them over with, but a person needs to think a little bit about what he's saying. And a person needs to get used to it until this becomes the norm to him, that he's thinking about what he's saying. And he says, in Yoytze Oyer, he should be Mesada Seregal Gal Kechavim. In other words, understand the works of nature and how chashev they are, Avas Olam, the Kesher with Kal Yisrael, and so on. Let's go down now to the Torah HaMincha, and let's go to the second paragraph. He explains, Torah HaMincha explains, that the purpose of Kriya Shema and Birchas Kriya Shema is to confirm all the inyan of Achdus Yisparach HaKashparach, who is one in his unity. V'yesh Lishol, say yes. Kim Shela Brachas in Birchas Kriya Shema, Shuich Hashem Yisparach, being that these brachas are Birchas Kriya Shema, lo mein ha-chayses mein Kriya Shema, Shuich Hashem Yisparach. K'moy she-chayses ha-brachas shal shara mitzvot, l'niach tefillin sa'at b'tzitzis. The Torah HaMincha asks, since these brachas are Birchas HaMitzvot in essence, why don't you say it with the normal tzura of Birchas HaMitzvah? I mean, he's not bothered so much why it's a long nusach, but at least say Baruch Hashem, you know, Hamiyachad Asamoy or Al Kriya Shema, Al Yichud Yisbarach. What's this all about? Val Derech Emes, he says, next paragraph, Af Hein Choysnus B'Yuchad Hashem Yisbarach. The Emes, he says, all of the brachas do actually are choysim with Yichud Yisbarach. I want to talk about this a minute because I think it's important to get to the point of it. It's very hard to say something that's meaningful unless we can contrast it with something negative. For instance, if I walk over here and say, you know, I've been thinking for a while now, and I think that peace is a very good thing. P-A-C-E. You'd look at him and say, what are you coming to say? When somebody says a statement that seems to be banal or obvious or uncontested, then the question is, then what are you saying? You know, I've come to the conclusion it's important to respect parents. That statement is meaningful as follows. You had a real tough time with your parents. You really fought them on something, and at the end you've come along and say, no, I finally realize it is appropriate and right because I've seen the consequences of not listening, let's say. Or I went to fight for a cause, and after long fight, the struggle, I realized the best way to go about it is B'Darkei Shalom. Those are meaningful statements. So when a person comes along and he says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, that statement is not terribly meaningful to us. Yes, we might have a problem with emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but whether God is one or two or 10 or 25, it doesn't so much really make a difference to us. It doesn't really, you know, it's not something that we're into. So if we were to make a bracha about Hashem being one, that wouldn't be a very meaningful statement. It's only when you have alternatives. So let's give a simple mashal. A person has a job and he supports himself through his job. And the boss tells him, you either come in on Shabbos or you don't have a job. So I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I also think that my boss is the one who's supporting me. And if he doesn't give me a job, who knows where I'll find a job. So I have some other sense of things. A doctor tells me that this case is hopeless. I give up hope because the doctor knows it all, and he said it's hopeless, so that's it. We do walk around with some attribution of power to other than Hashem. It's only when a person eliminates other possibilities that saying it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a meaningful statement. So he says, "Kimipnei adeus aros shebetchila sheisayim shakechom ena loyhus umanhiga oylam Hashem zareach vehina loykim hadir magdolim vaneroyim ushakechom elim acherim vechena yisayim kavaya vefsur de air of erim achoishak mishkam kasu sifreihem valkein tiknu b'shacha b'chasim zayis or yosem oyrois kidei shalala leiv kem oyrois kachom en aloyhus v'yisrona heitim lahara." So what we're saying in effect in the bracha is that all of the various kohos and teva come down to a single point. The meaning of yichud of Hashem is in the context where I have alternative possibilities. Let's give another example, I think it's more contemporary. In the old days, people didn't know any science. They didn't know how nature worked. So everything was angels. You know, God pulls down everything that falls, and the moon goes around because there's an angel flopping it around the world, and the sun comes, and so on and so forth. So there wasn't really much of a contest between a god and others, because everything that was strange worked with a god or whatever it is, and that was that. Then science came along, and science gives explanations for so many things. So now we have a contest where science contests and says, no, it's not all Hashem, and this is Mahal. When a person looks at it a third time, he says, but who put all those laws of nature in place? What keeps those laws of nature so immutable? It dramatizes the idea that there's one God where it all comes from. So the Yoytze HaMa'oros is, it's called, and that's what the Tzemach says, it's called Ma'oros because they appear to us as very different. The stars, the moon, and the sun, the most elementary points of power, so to speak, appear to us from each one coming from a different angle. And there's night, and there's day, and each one's a whole different world. But when I look at it a second and third and fourth time, and I realize it's all one, it's a stronger appreciation of Hashem Echad than otherwise. So Yotza Ma'oris is a bracha of recognition of Achdus. So it is a chsima that lends itself. The next one is Chei Ma'ariv HaRavim, where he says Ma'ariv HaRavim is the same thing. At night, we need to be able to combine the concept of light and darkness. Now, he adds also something about darkness. I want to talk about this as well. There were many ways in which Ovd Avodah Zarah, different directions that Ovd Avodah Zarah looked for many gods. One of them was, there are many forces in the world, there's the wind god, there's the sun god, there's the moon god. It makes a lot of sense on a primitive level. People became more sophisticated. And at the end of it, they said, okay, there are really two gods in the world. One is the god of goodness, the god that's nice, the god that helps people, gives people life and sustenance. And then there's the god of bad, the devil of bad, anything like that. You know, it was the one who built Auschwitz, the one who created a Hitler, the one who created a Stalin, the one who anything like that. That's something else. It's a lack of God. It's a devil. It's something other than God. And the truth is, the Christians, they don't say it, but in their literature, and they talk about the devil and his minions, and the devil and the antichrist, all that type of stuff. I don't know how they paskin lahalach lemaisa, but in terms of their understanding of things, is there is God and there's an anti-God. It has to be that way. If God is the good and the wonderful one that gives everything which we believe in, then Hitler and Stalin and Pol Pot and every other choleric came from something else. Came from a lack of God. So Oyer and Choshech, light and darkness, in a little bit more of a metaphoric sense, is the ultimate stumbling block to the head that there's one God. It can't be. So Oyer and Cheshek, when you talk about it a little more in the abstract, really, really is the ultimate not Achdus Yisbarach, and to understand that it's part of one picture is Yitzam Oyeres. And that's why we talk about the Midas Ein Belayla, Midas Layla B'Yoyim, and so on. The Achakol Bracha, it's just like, let's give a simple marshal how we can understand it. A child is sick, lo aleinu, and a child needs an operation. So a child's sense of time is small. A day for a child is like a week. An extra 10 minutes for Seder is like a day. That's the way a child is. And a child doesn't have a perspective of another time. So a child goes into a hospital, lo aleinu, for an operation. Something that's painful afterwards, and it hurts, and he suffers. For the child, the tkufa of suffering is suffering. And the fact that his parents slept him there, so that's difficult. The doctor is only a devil, because all the doctor is he looks very serious, and he has this big needle, and he hurts you, and that's like an adult. So if you have an adult who's sick, lo aleinu, and someone says, you know, there's a difficult operation in such a place, but they have great success rate, the person runs to it, and he doesn't think of it. Yes, he knows it's going to be a lot of pain, but he thinks of it as, thank God, a saving. In other words, in his mind, this is being able to live another day. This is able to survive. So you have the same set of circumstances. It's painful for the child, it's painful for the adult. The child doesn't have the ability to have an overarching perspective. So for him, the pain is all pain. And yes, someone says it's all for, they keep telling him it's for your good, you'll see, you'll be good. But that's, you know, it's a type of stuff adults say. It's not true, but, you know, adults say these things. But for an adult, he sees it as one tkufa. You know, I was really sick, and Baruch Hashem, it was tough treatment, but it's successful. So Yoytza HaMa'oros is the incorporation of Or and Choshech into the idea of one God. Next, va'achakol brocha mele tikna oyeves am Yisrael abochem am Yisrael lefi sheze hayichud shamarnu ein miyachta ze Yisrael amoy v'kivos hayodom mesiyached royu lachtem b'bchiros ma'avosom v'mashan ha'chais v'mekadish tov asmane v'kulo. So now he says a second thing. What's the second bracha? Again, the question we're dealing with is, since Birchas Krishma deal with Krishma, and Krishma is about Achdus Hashem, why doesn't the bracha finish Achdus Hashem? So he spoke with Yosef Maharos. Now he speaks about Klal Yisrael. Let's understand where Klal Yisrael fits into the big picture. Kuzari says this the most clearly, but it's everybody more or less says. The world was supposed to be uniform in recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Emes and so on. The world sinned, split apart, and the Dora Flogger was where it shattered. In other words, Dora Mabel almost ceased to exist. Dora Flogger, the world splintered, and you have 70 different nations, 70 different mindsets, 70 different gods, 70 different languages, 70 different cultures. In other words, everybody is different and everybody recognizes something else. Klal Yisrael's job is to provide the sort of the tip of the arrow that brings it all together. In other words, the only way we could say, there's the famous mashal about six blind people describing an elephant, and everyone describes it differently, and they're all right. The only way they're all right is because they're all talking about an elephant, which is one thing, and each one is giving it from his perspective. He feels the side, he feels the tail, he feels the spitz, and so on. All the nations of the world may have a grain of truth, in this sense of the divine, in this sense of the spiritual, there is some truth, but unless you have Klal Yisrael who has the precise version of it, all of it is just is different. So there's nothing in common. If there's no elf in the middle, and each one is saying a fantasy, they're talking about six different things. But since they're all talking about a common point, they all are part of a bigger picture. The job of Klal Yisrael is to provide a paradigm, to provide a certain focal point where everybody says, yes, it is the God of Israel, but I'm able to relate to him in this way, in this way, in this way. So Klal Yisrael's role amongst the nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, he chose more than just to be nice to us and to make us more spiritual. He chose us to become the spearhead for the other nations to click into. So it, just like, let's take a mashal. If I have a Torah society, and every person who's not on a very high madrega has some awareness of Hashem, some yedi, and so on. They choose a leader, a head, a rav, and he becomes the most the most accurate version of it, and they all ascribe to that. They all understand, they all fit into some sort of part of this. So this person sees more the chesed part, this person sees more the learning part, this one sees more the davening part. You need a single point in which to be a spare to crystallize. Klal Yisrael amongst the Umas HaOlam is that point of crystallization. If Emirat Hashem Lasid Lavo, it says they will all the guy will come Safa Brura in a clear language to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, right now each nation's sense of Hashem and spiritual is kind of very, very very diffused by their own culture. Lasid Lavo, there'll be a certain clarity which will allow for a focus to bring everything to a head. So therefore, the Abba Rabba, and it makes a lot of sense, because one of our problems is when we say Birkas Krishna, it seems, I mean, Yosef Maris is lovely, Abba Rabba is great, why Abba Rabba over here? I mean, what's it got to do? And then Krishna, they're all wonderful things. We should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for choosing us as a nation, and he gave us Torah. Okay, that's great, but Mayan Shemit HaSinai. The answer is, Achdus of Hashem, like we said before, is recognizing that the world today is less than that. The world today has many arrows pointing in different directions. And the two major groupings are, one, the world of nature, science, which has so many different explanations for so many different things. Each one facing someplace else. And two, the different cultures and nations and sense of spirituality and sense of God and so on. Also, each one going someplace else with it. When you have a Kaddish Baruch, when you have Klal Yisrael, when you have the ability to incorporate all the different Ma'oros, and Klal Yisrael becomes a spear for it, that sort of aligns the pieces to be ready for creation. Okay, we'll hold it here.